Matty, first and foremost, thanks for coming on. It's been a while since we last chatted.
I think it was. Either I was there or we were on the phone. I can't quite remember.
Yeah. Lots happened over the last number of years. First and foremost, congratulations on the new album. Sounds brilliant. Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah.
And you're going to have another album out in, what, 6 months' time?
Something like that, if I can get it together. I mean, that's my plan.
Why? I know you toured, obviously, the second album. You toured it for 2 years. So why release two albums in such quick succession? Not that I'm complaining, by the way, just curious.
No. It's a difficult question to answer. I think it's partially a personal thing, like I just wanted to do a lot. Like, I wanted to give myself a lot of stuff to create, because that's when I feel like, I don't know, happiest or safest or whatever the word is, I don't know. But so I love it, for a start. But second of all, it's like the world's so different now, like 2015 and 16 is a very different time, 2018, 2019, like the speed of consumption and the speed of information. I think a lot of our most recent records kind of about that. So I think that, if you want to tour for 2 years and you want to like have an impact on culture, I don't really see doing that with like one album. It's not that like this next record's going to be a continuation from this record. It would mean that I'd have had to stop making music in like August, and I wasn't ready to do that. So, I think it's partially that as well.
So you're feeling inspired at this particular moment in time and you're feeling creative. What's inspiring you right now?
Oh, I don't know. That's a difficult thing. Like, I think that the domestic is inspiring me. Like, the small things. It's like big things. There's like small things, isn't there? Big things are like love and like big ideas. And like, I spoke about a lot of big things, I think, for me, on A Brief Inquiry. I think Notes is kind of about smaller things. I don't know what it is, but the thing is, I never know what they are until I finish and then everybody else tells me what they are.
So Notes on a Conditional Form is going to be the title of the next album when it comes, if it comes, fingers crossed it comes. That's out around May. This album, the current album, came out in November, A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships, and it's been so well received. That must make you really happy.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's the fact that it's been accepted as honest is all I could have hoped for. I think that would have been the only thing that upset me, Especially after being in the 1975, you get used to the occasional awful review. So
now, come on.
I've had to get used to it. So to be honest with you, it's just been, I made the record I really wanted to make, and proving itself to be the right decision. So that's all I really care about, I think.
There's one thing that you and the boys certainly do time and time again, and that is be honest.
Yes, exactly. I think it's the only thing that really appeals to people nowadays, with all of the information that we have and all of the second guessing that we do. I think somebody just saying, yeah, I know, I messed up or whatever it is quite endearing.
Christmas is my favourite time of the year, and then January is normally pants, but we've got your tour to look forward to, so I'm really excited.
Tell us
about the production on this tour and what we can expect in Belfast.
I can't tell you any particulars because I'm so excited for the reveal, and Belfast gets the reveal. So Belfast has like the first time the show ever gets played live. So that's exciting. After Belfast, there'll be a lot known about the show, of what happens in it. And it's very me.
All right.
it's me. It's basically, I've always wanted to, I've been as specific about my shows as I have been about my records over the past couple of years. Do you know what I mean? But it's kind of easier to achieve what you want with a record, especially if you like produce it yourself. Whereas with this show, I had so many ideas and I kept giving them to Tobias, who's my mate, who helps me make these shows. And he just kept saying yes to everything. So we ended up with this insane show that, does backflips and stuff like that. It's pretty intense. It's very like familiar. It is the old 1975 show, technically, but it's all very different. It's interesting. I'm really excited, man.
Yeah, man, you got me excited about it, that's for sure. How's the rest of the lads?
They're doing all right, man. They're doing pretty good. They're like, we're just trying to get ourselves healthy again because, like, we're in LA and stuff like that, like making the end of Brief Inquiry. We were like keeping fit and stuff like that. And then we get back home to production rehearsals and everyone's just like, eating kebabs in their boxes at home. Probably sort that kind of stuff out, get really fit for the road.
So obviously you'll be rehearsing and getting this show together. Will you have much time off then over Christmas, or is it just full on from now right the way through to the tour?
I've got a couple of days off to be with my family, but it's pretty full on. I mean, I've got to do, I got to do these rehearsals. I'm kind of working on notes on a conditional form at night. Then on the 2nd of January, me, George, and No Rome go into the studio to work on his record until the day we all go on tour. And so we've got a lot of stuff going on, you know.
You're excited for the tour. What do you love most about obviously playing out is the best thing about touring and getting the response from the crowd. But I'm sure there's a few downsides to touring as well.
Yeah, there is. I think it gets easier every time you do it because your relationships with people that you have to be away from are stronger, and you're older, and you've done it before, and all those kind of things. It becomes a bit more like normal life. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty used to being on tour, so I can kind of mediate my life through that. And I'm really excited about it because every time we do it, it's a completely different thing. You do it on your first album, and it's your first album tour. You do it on your second album, and then, you know, maybe you don't want to play some of the stuff from the first album because you've just been doing that, and the new album's getting really good reviews, all these kind of things. Like, now, I just don't care. I just want to play whatever I think, like, you know, the audience would be most excited about. You know, first album, last, I don't care. As long as it's the best show, you know.
Brilliant. So we'll get all the hits on top of all the new stuff. It's going to be brilliant. All right, mate. Well, listen, we're really excited. We're going to give away some tickets to the show. So that's coming up in a second. We'll play your latest single right now. And listen, mate, thanks so much for coming on. It's great to chat. Looking forward to seeing you in Belfast. And
yeah, I can't wait.
We're all excited about the big reveal being in Belfast. I tell you that much.
It's going to be wicked. I can't wait, mate.
Merry Christmas, Matty. Send my best to the rest of the lads too. Hope you have a wonderful time. We'll see you in January.
All right, Pete. Take care, man.